Thank you. I'm going to go and talk about Chicago's experience. And in order for you to get a sense of what we're going through, Colorado and Chicago are very, two unique pilots regarding VPOP providers and how we transition. So just to give you an idea for Chicago, we are a grantee with a low volume of active, VPOP providers. We were a VPOP pilot, and we had about 40 providers that enrolled, but about 8 to 10 were very active in VPOP ordering. Chicago has approximately 700 active providers. That includes public and private providers. 40 were VPOP providers, and 8 were actively using the system, and some were large federally qualified health centers. The majority of the orders that we process, come to the health department via fax and are processed by our vaccine management staff. So preparing, December 13 was a very, daunting day for us. We didn't know what to expect when we were going to go live. We had an idea of, what the responsibilities for our project were going to be. But what we've gone through the last, three, months have really not, we didn't even prepare. We've changed, some of our business process. We've changed, how we do business in order to be able to implement VTRACs. We looked at ensuring that, there was a delegation of assignments, within our staff. When we went live, actually, it was a good time to go live because it was a very low peak or low activity for the immunization program. When they first mentioned that we were going to go live in October, that was very concerning for Chicago because we are, that's during our flu campaign, and if we would have gone live during that period, I don't think we would have been able to implement VTRAC successfully because we're heavily involved in our flu campaign. And I think, Angela mentioned about data cleansing process. Since we were a VPOP provider, we had done a lot of cleaning of data, and we felt that our data was very, cleaned and all the information was correct. How it got into, VTRACs is a different, issue. And also having, and realize that, are you ready for, VTRACs as well as the, the providers? Can they manage? Can they incorporate it into their process? Our rollout, it's a work in progress, as, with any fully scalable, integrated, technology system, it's a continuous workflow. We've been given the opportunity to provide feedback, constructive criticism, and I think we've been, both Colorado and the other two IIS pilots have been very critical. We do bring up, our issues, and they're documented, and it's constant. This is not working. We can't get this functionality. So we've not been, passive. Any issue that we find, it's brought up to CDC. Why is this not working? You promised this. Why is it not, doing this? And they've been receptive, and issues may not get resolved, within that day, a week or two. But, at least they are documented. Keeping in mind that the current development process of VTRACs, it is where it's at right now, and the process keeps changing. Like I mentioned earlier, we had a totally different idea of, how VTRACs was going to be implemented in Chicago. But when we started the work, we realized that, VTRACs was not where it needed to be for Chicago, because initially we were going to test the system at the back office. We were going to process the orders for the providers, test the system, and then roll it out to the providers. What we found out that the back order entry process or screens were not as functional as the provider module. So that was a very big, you know, issue for Chicago, and we spent a lot of time working with CDC on making sure that, you know, the grantee side also was functional for us to actually continue our work. So we focus primarily on our business process when, you know, going live in VTRAX. We looked at, you know, staff accountability and responsibility. We looked at our vaccine management staff, you know, identified who was going to be, you know, the key lead person for VTRAX. And I think that's really important for the pilots to kind of start thinking about who you have in your office and who can be the lead to assume the project, because it's a very time-consuming process. We also looked at our process change and transition alignment. We looked at our, you know, rollout schedule. At the beginning, we had an idea of how we were going to roll out providers, how many providers were going to roll out. And as we started working on VTRAX, we said, wait a minute, we're not ready to, you know, roll out to providers. Provider communication, we looked at that. How do we communicate with our providers, keeping them in the loop, even though the providers, we only have a handful that are actually ordering online, we have kept that line of communication open for the providers. We provide information in our monthly newsletters. We provided a session during our VFC regional trainings that happened last month, and it's ongoing communication. We are actually getting providers who are interested and want to roll out when we are ready to roll out the VTRAX to the providers. Provider training and support, you know, working and looking at all the materials that you will need in order to provide training to the provider as well as for the staff. And some of the documents that we have received from CDC, we've utilized, but, you know, we've added or modified in order to meet our needs. For, I think our biggest, you know, probably challenge was our staff accountability and responsibility. We spent a lot of time identifying staff roles and how those roles would work with VTRAX and implementation. We have a vaccine management unit, three staff, with two support staff and a vaccine manager, who are the lead for, you know, for the program. And I think that staff has actually worked a little bit more closely. There has been some, you know, more team, you know, efforts. But we also realized that we had to take some responsibilities from the two vaccine management staff in order for them to be able to do the work of doing the data entry and making sure that those orders actually get processed so the provider doesn't have to wait for a week or 2 weeks. So some of the duties were, you know, given to the vaccine manager and also to our public health advisor. We also develop accountability methods for our staff. We develop some, you know, daily accountability logs, conducting a time analysis and how long it's going to, you know, take to process a fax order. You know, before we were able to process an order through VACMED, you know, in 5-10 minutes. You know, now we're actually down to maybe 25 minutes. And it's because the amount of data that Chicago collects, Colorado may be collecting different data, but, you know, for Chicago, we're actually collecting doses administered data by age group. So it's a lot of information that we're actually putting into VTRAX, and we just felt that, you know, we were not going to compromise that data and wait until, you know, VTRAX was fully functional, and then we would go back and enter the system, because there has been a lot of, you know, discussion about accountability, and we have to be accountable for that information. tracking, you know, our staff productivity, meeting with them, trying to, you know, find out what the issues, you know, that they've encountered, why it's taking, you know, longer than what we would envision in processing an order, and assessing the workflow over time. Has the, you know, the amount of time to process an order really, you know, decreased? We are making some improvements, but probably not where we would like to, or we always go back to, well, in fact, men, we used to do it in, you know, 10 minutes. Once, you know, we feel that the system is functional and we roll out, we think that we will be able to utilize, you know, the current vaccine management to actually do more oversight of a vaccine accountability. Some things to consider, or, you know, recommendations, you know, based on our experience is, you know, implementation of a team effort. You have to designate more than one staff at the beginning of the implementation to input orders, and we found that out that at the beginning we actually had, you know, four or five. I was entering orders, my vaccine, the vaccine manager, our VFC manager. It truly was, you know, a team effort in order to process the orders because it was a new system and we all needed to get, you know, acclimated. And we felt that we needed to involve the whole office because we didn't want the providers to be waiting for an order to get processed, you know, 5, you know, or 10 days until they got their vaccine. Ensuring that all the staff members are familiar with their roles and level of commitment to, you know, implementation. Also planning for potential extended, you know, work hours, overtime for key staff. And for us, because we do have union staff, we actually needed to let the union know that we were actually changing staff roles and functions, and staff may be required to come in, you know, on a stay late, come in on a weekend in order to get the work done. And also considering, you know, staff vacations, holiday, and furlough days, we in Chicago have to take furlough days, so that also needed to be factored in. Process change and transition, you know, alignment, again, it's an ongoing process. We're a pilot, but as Vitrex gets modified, there's always a change or enhancement that, you know, we are doing, especially with our rollout schedule. We have decided to scale back on the number of providers to transition onto Vitrex in order to conduct observational trainings with our providers that we have transitioned with the three VPOP providers. Again, we want to make sure that what the product that we're going to ask providers to utilize, that they're meeting a specific standard. I rather have the burden of entering orders and, you know, staying late, paying overtime if necessary, than the provider to actually be frustrated and say, you know what, I can't deal with the system. So until we feel that, you know, the system is functional, then we will, you know, our roll-up plan will be more robust. Currently, you know, this is where we're at. We've transitioned three VPOP providers in March, and we anticipate rolling out more VPOP providers in June, July. And by September, we will transition all the VPOP users. And our ultimate goal is to transition, you know, the providers by, you know, 2012. This is a very, you know, not a very ambitious rollout plan because, you know, we know the reality. Vitrex still has to be, you know, at a level that we feel comfortable. If the functionalities get improved, if the enhancements are improved, and we actually have a product that we feel comfortable, then our rollout plan, you know, will be more robust. We also actually spent a lot of time looking at our accountability data. We did modify our vaccine order to mirror the information that we were actually, you know, collecting in VTRAC. So our vaccine order, you know, was one page, and now it's actually a two-page vaccine order. But it's actually capturing all the information that we need in order to enter that information in VTRAC. When we started going live in December, we actually just enter, you know, some information information, you know, some dummy data in order to get us, you know, to the next level of ordering. Some considerations for and recommendations is, you know, again, assessing the comfort level with the pace of the rollout. Just because you envision rolling out 100 providers in the first quarter, second quarter, doesn't mean you should stick to that rollout plan, because it may not be, you know, what you anticipated, the problems of rolling out the provider education. Keeping in mind that identity proofing process providers and new users, there is, even though the identity proofing is actually much easier than previously, it still, you know, takes some time in order for, you know, providers to get that information and, you know, the follow-up with the provider. Did you get your emails? Did you, you know, log in? If you don't log in, you know, within 30 days, you will have to reapply. Distribution of new orders or new forms at least 6 months prior to going live. That's what we found out was a big issue for us when we went live, is that we did not have our order form completed, and that created a problem because the information that we needed was not on the order form. So that's, you know, a recommendation that I would make, that is actually sending out those orders ahead of time. And also that'll create a habit for the providers. They'll know that this is the information that they will need when they go on to Vitrex, even though right now you may not be entering this information into Kern Backman, but it would be one of the data elements for Vitrex. Provider communication, we've been utilizing the tools that CDC has provided. We have, you know, identified methods to communicate with our VFC providers based on our programs. So, sending out emails to the providers, newsletters, having a session during our VFC regional meeting, and also maintaining, you know, timely and ongoing communication, you know, with the providers is important. Considerations, recommendation. The communication is so key for the providers. Again, we've been, you know, communicating with the providers about the system since we agreed to become a pilot, and it's been going on. We, you know, give them information, this is how we're doing, and there is an interest on online ordering, and we actually have volunteers already. Tailor communication, you know, to the audience specifically, again, you know, via different mechanisms. Keeping in mind that rollout timeline, also, you know, the potential blackout dates for ordering, and always following up with, you know, those providers. Because the system is constantly, you know, changing, you know, our training materials has been, we've been continuously changing the materials, the training modules that CDC gave us, and we, you know, did utilize the CDC slide sets, you know, that were provided, and we did go through those 10 modules. Don't reinvent the wheel if you don't have to. I think that's what, you know, hopefully you will learn from our experiences. We have more experience in kind of the back data entry. Colorado has a wealth of experience in actually provider rollout and education, and we utilize some of their training modules and information for our providers. Also, you know, considering some type of provider training schedule with other office duties, which can be balanced, working with the provider, identifying a someone in the office that actually can take the lead. Keeping in mind the provider learning curve, our VPOP providers are very, you know, high functioning. They were used to ordering on the system, but we also are aware that, you know, there are providers who will probably never, you know, go on to Vitrex because they may order once a year. They're a very small office, and with the staff transition, I don't think it would be, appropriate, for them to actually go on to V-Tracks. We would still have to enter that their order into the system and train, similar providers together. That's the approach that, we are taking, rolling out, training some large, providers, federally qualified health centers, the ones that perhaps have, EMRs that are, very comfortable with computers. Some of our successes, again, it gave us the opportunity to review and improve our business process. Over time, the amount of, the amount of time that our staff is taking with entering orders hasn't significantly been reduced. Not where we want it to be, and I don't know if it ever will be that, less than 10-minute, process for Chicago because of the amount of data that we collect. There also seems to be a decrease in the time that an order gets shipped to a provider. Right now, we are actually seeing probably turnaround period of within 24, 48 hours because the orders are actually being processed and sent directly to McKesson, within, hours. Lessons learned, adopt a rollout pace that is realistic and achievable for your program. Distributing forms in advance so the providers can become familiar with the new format and the new requirements. Listen, carefully to the provider feedback. Their voice is important and the overall success of implementation. The view for the future for us, we will, continue looking at our business process, improve our business process, continue the communication with our providers. And as more providers are utilize V-Tracks, we hope to actually shift our staff focus more to quality improvement, looking at their accountability, looking at their reporting. Are they actually staying within their EOQ tier? And, we will continue communicating, our issues and problems to CDC. I want to take the opportunity right now to actually thank Kevin Hansen, who's the vaccine manager, and Camille, Gonzalez, who is our CDC public health advisor. These two individuals have been very instrumental and have taken the lead in, for Chicago in V-Tracks implementation.